Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today is pianist-composer Larry Vukovic. He's from Yugoslavia, but his jazz playing is strictly American, swinging, harmonically exciting, and wonderfully melodic. And that's not all. He's a charming guy besides. You're laughing, but it's true.
Well, you know, I've heard your show so many times, and you have such a nice manner with guests, and you were very inspiring to hear when I heard you at Yoshi's. Your solos and your presentation sounded very fresh and inspired. Really, it was.
Well, thank you.
True, that's true.
I always enjoy Yoshi's. Do you play there?
Yes, the San Francisco groups play maybe once, twice a year, and it's such a wonderful atmosphere, nice people work there, and, you know, wonderful place to play.
It really is. Well, I'm dying to hear you play. What'll it be?
Thank you, Marion. Since World War II period was the deciding factor in my getting influenced by jazz, I was in Yugoslavia at the time, I would listen to Armed Forces radio. And then Voice of America came in. I heard so many big bands, and one of the kind of signature popular tunes that I enjoy, also Harry Warren is one of my favorite composers, so this is Serenade in Blue.
Oh, that's a lovely tune. Can't wait to hear it.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a beautiful tune. I haven't heard that for a long time.
It's not often heard today, but I enjoy watching a lot of the old films on cable, and I have my wife and I, Sana, have a big collection, and that comes from a 20th Century Fox film, Orchestra Wives. Glenn Miller is in there, and also At Last comes from the film, too.
It's interesting that you used to listen to AFN, American Forces Network, because I did too. I was in Europe with USO camp shows. That's how I learned a lot of the tunes, having never been over here. Is that how you learn tunes?
Well, when I came to the States in 51, I was 14. So I didn't really know that many tunes in the 40s. I just liked the feeling of the music and the sound, the rhythm, and the harmonies. It was actually in San Francisco when I started going to the clubs, and I was playing in a high school group that we have, which was patterned on the George Shearing sound, vibes, guitar, and so on. And I studied with Cal Jader's wife, Pat, who was a very fine pianist.
She must be an excellent teacher.
Yeah, she was wonderful. And then I switched to Vince Guaraldi, like she was too busy. Vince was playing with Cal. And Vince had people know him for Peanuts mainly, but he was really a swinging jazz pianist. And
he
was. Great Latin player, too. So I learned from him some Latin patterns because Cal had a great band.
Well, when you came over, I mean, how was that transition from Yugoslavia to America?
Well, my father used to live in the States, and he was going to stay there. He was there from 1910 till 21, but his brothers were forming a really big business factory that included cosmetics, toothpaste, olive oil in Kotor, Montenegro, south of Dubrovnik. And when the war broke out, it was rough. And then the communists took everything away because he was pro-American. He helped save American flyers. One of them was in our attic for 2 weeks with the Germans downstairs. Anyway, so he wasn't popular owning property, being pro-American. He was in jail. But luckily, being an American citizen, they allowed us to leave. And in 51, we came. And my first impression of New York, if you can imagine, coming from a city of 5,000 people on Times Square, where you saw that camel cigarette blowing thing and all the nightlife, it was, you know, a big shock.
It must have been almost scary for you.
Yeah, it was, but it felt so relaxed. That's one thing that I remember. There was no fear. It just felt very comfortable. And San Francisco, again, was different, very romantic, beautiful place. And little by little, I started going to the clubs. You know, that's when I started buying records, you know.
And that's where you sort of dug in, was it San Francisco?
Yeah, exactly. That was a wonderful scene. Have you ever played at the Black Hawk while it was open?
Oh, I played there, yes.
Exactly. You know, that was not an elegant club, but the feeling was great in there, you know.
Oh, it
real
was.
Jazz.
I loved the jazz in San Francisco.
Exactly, all those beautiful places, you know. So it was a wonderful scene, a lot of action, you know.
Well, I'd love to talk to you, but I'd also love to hear you play. How about another tune?
Thank you. Coming from Yugoslavia, I might as well do something that was influential in my repertoire. My first album, actually, called Blue Balkan LP, in 1980 with Bobby Hutcherson and Eric Golub, became a CD in 2002. We added new material, and I'm happy to say Gary Giddens named it among his top 35 in 2002. So this is the title tune that incorporates Balkan, Serbian, Macedonian ethnic melodies with jazz.
It sounded wonderful on your record, and I'm sure your version of it is going to be terrific.
Well, we'll give it a try. Blue Balkan. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful piece, and I love your, for me, technically difficult part in the left hand.
Thank you.
That's really interesting.
Just an interlude, and Bartok had certain pieces that I heard where the left hand was moving, shifting keys, you know, and it's interesting in this music, like to play some of the stuff that is based on a pedal or a modal area, and then you can kind of go up and down through different tonalities. It's fun, especially when you have bass and drums and the rhythm starts shifting.
Yeah, of course, it's harder being solo piano. You have to do the whole thing, make the rhythm, the harmony, the whole business. I would have to practice quite a few times.
Wow. We keep trying, you know. It's never-ending thing.
Well, there's more to come with my guest, Larry Vukovich. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, now why don't we have a go at a duet? What do you think?
I think, what do you think about Time on My Hands?
That's a good tune, and it's one I haven't played a lot lately, so it would be fun to play with you. What key do you do it in?
I think F is a standard, if I remember.
Okay. Well, should I do a little intro?
Sure, sounds good.
And how do you want to do it? Should we just wing it?
Yeah, wing it. Maybe you can start with the melody, and maybe I'll pick up the melody on a bridge, and we'll just take it from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I guess that worked out well, didn't it?
I always enjoy playing duets, and after hearing your lines in the past, I wanted to try to be as compatible as I can.
Well, you were.
Thank you. I love playing duets, but I also love hearing other pianists and their style. And every time I heard you play solo, you always said so many interesting harmonies that I feel like asking you sometimes what you played. And I would love to hear you play a solo now.
Well, I'll try. I don't know what harmony I'll, whether it'll be that interesting, but we'll try. This is one of my tunes, and it's called Echoes of Yesterday.
Okie dokie. Thank you. wonderful example, what I remember, a mix of original expression, modern classical influences, and great harmonic movement and beautiful voicings. Nice feeling. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Do I get an A?
That's right. Yeah, that was a really a beautiful solo performance.
Thank you very much. Glad you liked it. Well, we've got more coming up with Larry Vukovic. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Thinking of some of the people you've performed with since you came over here. You've been here quite a few years. You must have worked with just about everybody.
Little by little, I started playing with some great people, and played with Mel Torme in early 60s, wonderful experience, then John Hendricks.
And did we play with Dizzy?
Only in jam sessions. When we would visit Philadelphia with John, we would walk in at the Showboat, and Dizzy would say, come on up to the stage, you know, and we'd play. But I did play with a lot of the other bebop greats like Dexter Gordon, Lucky Thompson, Don Byas, Clifford Jordan, and great bass players, Niels Henning, and that was in Copenhagen. Then when I spent some time in New York, I had a chance to play with Red Mitchell, Milt Hinton, and it's been a really great experience.
I think all these people, listening to them or playing with them, it does something for your playing or your thinking. Don't you feel that?
It really does, because first time I played with Philly Joe and I started listening to the rhythm that he was putting down, it kind of makes you go up a notch higher, you know, because you have to produce.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we have to produce a little something. You suggested a good tune for a duet, Robin's Nest.
Correct.
I remember that when I first came over in the 40s. It was a theme song for a guy named Freddie Robbins who had a radio show. That was how I learned the tune. I did meet Freddie Robbins, but I didn't really get to know him.
One of the really good versions, if I'm correct, is with Tommy Flanagan and Hank Jones. They did a two-piano version.
That couldn't be bad.
No, that was wonderful, yeah.
Well, we could do a good one, too.
Sure.
So why don't you start it out?
Okie dokie. Thank you.
That takes me back to that very day that I heard that tune.
Yeah, it's very refreshing, especially since at one time they were really classic tunes, and they should be heard more often, I think.
Yes, indeed. I read somewhere that you met Red Garland, and you asked him to show you some of his chords?
I first heard him at Blackhawk with Coltrane and Miles in 57, and it was all fresh and new, and then Vince Guaraldi showed me some of his voicings, but Red had even more involved voicings than the basic Red Garland, and this is what happened. Maybe after I tell you the notes, you play it. This is how he told me. I saw him at the jazz workshop after he left Miles. He brought a trio with Doug Watkins on bass, Specs Wright. And I just saw him, you know, walking in the aisle. I said, Red, I introduced myself. Red, how do you voice one of your chords? And he spelled it out in the left hand below middle C. He said, you have E flat on the bottom, F sharp on top of that, A and D. And then in the right hand, you have, F, B, D, and F. And you have, like, on the right hand, the low F, then a B natural above it, a D natural, and
F. Will you show me?
Okay, like this.
Oh, that's nice.
But he added extra notes. He would move notes around to make them more dissonant, you know, and really was an interesting sound, but very bluesy.
Well, it was so interesting because it was original. You would always know if it was Red Garland playing because of the way he voiced the chords.
Exactly. And what I found, I read someplace, how he found this. Well, he said he was practicing one day and he was very frustrated. And he just dropped his hands on the piano in frustration. And what he heard was one of his chords. That's it happened by accident, like a scientist discovering something in a lab by accident.
Well, they sure were well-known and well-heard. In fact, one of the pieces you played, you used those changes a couple of times.
I do. Like in my title track of the CD, Street Scene, it's kind of a tribute to Red Garland. You know.
Oh, will you play that Street Scene?
Oh, thank you.
I would love to hear that.
That's, to me, very inspiring because those were the films I saw when I came to the States, film noir genre, Cry of the City, all about New York, and Kiss of Death, and the theme written by the 20th Century Fox composer Alfred Newman depicts a lonely, big city, bluesish kind of feel.
Well, did Alfred Newman, did he write Street Scene?
I believe he wrote a theme.
Well, I'd love to hear it.
Okay, I'll play it. Thank you. Thank you.
I think that's a great tune. And you certainly put in a few of those Red Garland changes. Very nice.
Thank you.
Well, there's more music in a minute with Larry Vukovich. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. We've gone this far in the show. We haven't done any Duke Ellington tunes.
That's
How about
right.
doing a Duke Ellington duet? What do you say to Prelude to a Kiss?
Sounds good. Would you like to start?
Yeah.
Okay. And then maybe I'll come in on a bridge or something.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
I just thought that would be fun.
That was a nice modulation you did in the end.
Well, I knew you'd go there. There wasn't any doubt that you would, that we'd wind up in the same key. Things like that are fun for me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to play another tune. Is there anything special you'd like to hear?
I always loved Skylark. Do you feel like doing that tune?
I always feel like doing that tune.
Okay.
Hoagy Carmichael was a particular favorite of mine. And I know a lot of his tunes. All right, I'll do it.
All righty. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Your substitute changes and your harmonic movement, spontaneous directions going to different keys is very refreshing.
Thank you. I don't know. I suddenly thought, why do you have to play all the tunes in the same key? And I guess I suddenly got into changing keys just to make a difference.
So. I think it's a nice element. It keeps things spontaneous, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's my middle name, Spontaneity.
Yeah, that's great.
Unfortunately, I think we've only got one more tune. We're coming up to the end of the show. But first, I want to say what a pleasure it's been to have you on Piano Jazz. And it's true, you are definitely a very charming guy.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. It's been a great experience and an honor.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
What did we choose to play for a duet?
Possibly Billy's Bounce. You were going to play the head.
That's one of the good old bebop tunes, isn't it?
Charlie
we can do
Parker.
That.
Sure.
Well, now let's see if I can bounce a little bit.
I'll follow you.
All right.
Nice feeling.
Very nice feeling.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest today has been Larry Vukovich. Join us each week at this time when Marian welcomes other outstanding artists for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is recorded at Manhattan Beach Studios in New York City. and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio.